Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Nada, creo que los números lo dicen, jugamos mejor en la carretera y eso fue lo que salimos a hacer hoy. No tenemos de otra que salir a ganar.
He say that the numbers don't lie. He know that they play better on the road and they got to take advantage of.
Because I'm talking about the road.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Because I'm talking about the road.
That is really, really good stuff.
713-780-3776. You've got the platform until the bottom of the hour when Five Star, who bet... He put it out there on Twitter, right? This is... No, we're not...
Yeah. No, it's a picture. Yeah, it was on Twitter.
10,000 he won on the Astros.
10,000 on the Astros yesterday, plus 103.
See, that's giant. He's got some nuts mm-hmm. on him.
No, he did. This is how he makes his living.
Right. So when he sees something that's as obvious as that, I'm telling you, the books took a beating yesterday.
You know, I wondered if he was playing that with his heart because he loves the Astros. But if you're a professional gambler, you don't usually do stuff with your heart. He just said, let's see, they're on the road. Christian Javier, you're basically...
Against Scherzer, though, that's pretty ballsy.
But he was a pitcher and pitched for 60-some-odd days, though.
Right.
Scherzer, it's ballsy if it's the reputation of Scherzer, which is what makes you nervous. But the fact that a guy hasn't pitched for 60-some-odd days, if we're worried about – how can we be worried about, man, these teams are so rusty. They were out for 5 days.
Right.
Scherzer's out for 60 days.
Did you see – okay, before we get to John and Mike and anybody else, 713-780-3776, did you see the Yordan Alvarez stat?
Which one?
When he has at least one RBI in a postseason game.
Mm-hmm.
They're 18-2.
Mm-hmm.
Only one other player ever is that same winning percentage. Lou Gehrig.
Mm. Isn't it amazing how often Yordan and really Altuve, but even more so Yordan, is tied to these incredible names, historical baseball names, historical production names. Yordan is tied to so many of them in so many different ways.
Okay, get away from the mirror, Big Poppy. He ain't Little Poppy. Okay, he's passing you by. So you can stop already with Little Poppy.
Baby Poppy is what he called.
He's called Baby Poppy?
Yes.
He ain't Baby Poppy, okay?
He shine shoes no more, Dad.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard. He's passing you up on these statistics. So stop already. Move away from the mirror for a second.
You remind me of a little me.
Yeah, okay,
well,
whatever.
A little disrespectful.
A little bit. John, I love what John has to say here. What's up, John?
I hope this is a bait, like a bait thing.
This is John Granato's Always Right on a Mobile. And so, Lance, I don't like how you always hate on John's takes. I got a few for you, Lance.
Mm-hmm.
So, what if we had three field goal kickers that the center could optionally snap to, and then the defense would never know who's kicking the ball, is my first take. Secondly, for NBA, what if we had all 7-footers and they could never shoot over us?
Yes.
And thirdly, in short yardage position, how about the quarterback snaps to our biggest guy on the team, defensive tackle, and he runs up the middle instead of the quarterback? It just makes
sense.
Perfect. And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, Sean, for always being right on your smart
Thank face. You. Thank you.
What in the world? That's not how you thought that call was going to go.
That's perfect.
What Dell wrote.
Mm-hmm.
Three field goal kickers and you don't know which one's going to kick?
Yeah.
You're in favor of that.
No, I'm behind it 100%. 100%. Burt Young, who was Rocky's sidekick, and he's died at the age of 83.
He was alive?
Paulie? Oh, wait. Are you talking about Paulie? Is that who Paulie. Burt Young is?
Yeah, hey, Paulie, your sister's with me.
Yeah, not Burgess Meredith's been
he's
dead.
He's been dead, yeah.
Burt Young. Burt Young, Paulie. Hey, Paulie, your sister's with me.
Burt Young actually was a lot bigger. Like, you remember he was in Heat?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
No, he was not in Heat.
Well, no, no. I've seen it.
It's my acting got you, didn't
it? I was watching Heat the other day, and I didn't see him. You're right.
No.
Burt Young actually did some other. I did. I watched it. I was watching.
So good.
It is so good.
The Heat Bank scene, one of my favorite scenes in the history of cinema.
Yeah. Well, we were watching it up until... Robert De Niro fell asleep. Robert De Niro caught
Wayne Bro.
She is so hot in that movie. You know, she's the singer. Her sisters are singers.
Sisters.
She's Judd. Kentucky. Ashley Judd.
Yeah.
Ashley Judd.
Oh, I forgot. She was Chris. Yeah, she was the wife. She was the wife of Chris.
Wife.
Yeah,
Val Kilmer's wife. Yeah,
yeah. And, oh, I forgot she was good in that movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, she's strong.
Forgot she was in that.
Oh my God.
And they got a Heat 2. Did you hear that, Dell?
Yeah.
Heat 2 is what is Adam Driver is going to be.
I'm a little worried about that.
Young Neil McCauley.
No, I'm a little worried.
Not Neil McCauley. Yeah, Neil McCauley.
Yeah, it's going to be called Reheated.
It's not called Reheat.
No, Reheated.
It's not called Reheated. That's not going to be the name.
Unheated.
No, that's only for the unhoused. We don't have to use that
you
all the time.
Unhanded.
I love unhanded. My new favorite.
Well, actually,
he said that about he's single handed. No, he's single handed. He's not unhanded.
No, John said.
Unhanded. I know what he called him, but Shaquem is it Shaquem or Shaquille?
Shaquem.
Shaquem isn't unhanded. He's single handed.
Well, no, who single handedly was the Michigan State coach?
Yes, that Mel Tucker, yes.
Mel Tucker single-handedly
destroyed his career. Yes.
We never talked about this. Did you see the new Mel Tucker stuff? Apparently, they've got some stuff on Brenda.
Well, what's her name?
Brenda Tracy, I think whatever her name was. Oh, yeah. This may not go great for her.
What do you mean they have stuff on her?
Google it.
What stuff could they have on
Google
her?
Google it. Apparently, some financial stuff where she was talking about how much money she could get out of them.
From who says this? Who said it?
It's people are saying it, Del.
Oh, people. Okay.
I think it is actually because they're going through discovery. I think it's actually in text messages.
Oh, yeah. Here's the text messages. Ooh,
you're not allowed to tell people how much money you think you can grab from someone after they've screwed you over? Is that not allowed or unallowed, as John would say?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if that's your goal there, Del, okay, that's fine. Well, it kind of tells what kind of person you are.
Well, hey, does morality fill the bank account?
Hey, listen, it's not like I wouldn't do it, yeah, but I'm just saying.
If you got Mel Tucker to single-handedly ruin his career, would you do it?
Yeah, his whole thing was that everything was cool until she wasn't going to be part of something, and then it became not cool or whatever. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens, but there was some more stuff. People are kind of over that. Once you get the quote-unquote bad guy, you're like, okay, it's done. What about this information that came out? Don't care.
Yeah. No,
don't,
no.
Don't once, care. Yeah. No one cares if there's other stuff. Now, I'm not in favor of trying to make up stuff to make someone look bad, but the Mel Tucker thing always seemed like something always seems off. Like it's an incredibly stupid decision by Mel Tucker. But, man, to get that comfortable with somebody that you just have a working relationship with always seems super weird.
I'm reading up on this, and it gets even more tawdry because apparently the texts were sent to her close friend who died in a car accident.
Oh, yeah.
And her husband made the text messages known because I guess he's trying to get to her estate. They were estranged and divorced, and now he's trying to take a part of the now dead woman's estate. And a lawyer says none of these text messages that really somehow prove Mel Tucker's innocent.
Right. She was in a hospital in the late. Yeah.
Yeah. Go so ahead. It gets even worse. Like the ex-husband's involved releasing and he released them because he's trying to find a way to get back to some money. So it's kind of salacious on all ends.
Yeah.
Read some of what it was, though.
The text raised reasonable questions about whether Tracy's story is as clean as initially portrayed. This is according to a California attorney. All of this is a power play by Tucker to, one, intimidate her, two, try to get her to back down, and three, make Michigan State think twice about trying to fight Tucker in court. This is from a unattached California attorney who's reviewing the case. But overall, it suggests that Tracy was in a bad financial state when this harassment case was going on.
He says it's about, at the end of the day, all these text messages might be much ado about absolutely nothing.
Yeah. I mean, the texts are out there, but it doesn't prove that Mel Tucker didn't
do it. Did you read the text? Their texts don't look good.
Well, of course.
And then they said she wasn't the one, like, she wasn't even there by her side as she was dying in a hospital. She was trying to get her, as she was dying, she was trying to get to her. As she was dying in a hospital, she was trying to get to her computer so she could delete things and was trying to get a hold of all of her, get a hold of her phone and computer, I guess. It was, it's just, it didn't look good.
It won't, like in any case, if you have the opportunity, you make the person who's suing you look not as great as a person as they would like you to think.
Right.
Yeah. So this is what's going on. But like the lawyer said, none of this says that Tucker's innocent. It just says that maybe Brenda Tracy isn't clean or white as driven snow, I guess.
Back to the Astros. Optostats put this up. Take all 313 pitchers with 4+ career postseason starts in the history of baseball. 4+ career postseason starts. Take every possible combination of 4 starts for each one, not just their first 4. Every combination of 4 starts for each one. The result is 494,310 different combinations. Christian Javier's .71 opponent batting average against is his first, and his first 4 for the Astros, still the lowest of them all in 494,000 different combinations of pitchers with 4 starts, at least 4 starts. He's the best ever. .071.
Isn't that incredible?
That's unbelievable.
Are you happy he has the contract now?
Yeah, I just want him to pitch in the postseason now, that's all. Lance McCullers is going to come back about September next year.
Is he?
We got Garcia coming back. You see Garcia in the dugout?
Rock the baby.
Rocking the baby. No, he can't rock the baby anymore.
Oh, yeah.
He can't rock it anymore.
Why not?
They changed. You can't do that on your windup anymore.
Did you
which
see
is
his
why,
brother does the same exact pitching motion?
Who does?
Garcia's brother. His little brother.
Oh, he does.
Same exact
motion. Well, you got to change it if he's going to get to the bigs. All right, 9:13. We get all of you guys in on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, we talk some insurance.
By the way, why does he have to change that motion?
Because the baseball said it's illegal.
No, but why?
I don't know if it's.
But are they saying it allows
it takes too
much
time? It takes too much
because
time.
Because once you start, they have to stop the clock.
Right.
There's really no reason you should have taken that away because he doesn't do any of that on.
It makes the game longer, Lance.
Well, no, that's probably why they did. TGS, look, we're all interested in making things shorter, making things more efficient. You don't want as much time. We want to cut down on the amount of time for this, that, and the other. Well, TGS Insurance does that for you. You text the word money to 232323, and TGS Insurance will actually, you know, TGS Insurance will get you a quote within 15 seconds. You just have to give them your address. Within 15 seconds, you are going to see a quote on your text screen that will tell you how much you could be paying for an annual homeowner's insurance rate. And then compared against what you're paying right now, what you are paying now is in most cases going to be higher than what they can give you. They find competitive rates because they're able to shop multiple companies in a single, you know, just in a matter of seconds with the algorithm they have in the backdrop. And there's no reason that you should be paying more when your coverage is exactly the same. If you had a pair of shoes and they cost $15 more at another place, but it's the same exact pair of shoes, you would never do that. So why are you doing that when the coverage is the same with your homeowner's insurance? Text the word money right now to 232323 and just check them out for yourself. Just see if they can save you money on your homeowner's insurance.
ESPN 97.5. Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios and your daily distraction from the horrific reality of your very existence. Man, I didn't know it was that bad. But hey, it's John and Lance.
All right, we got full board, so let's get some calls in here. Guys have been waiting, want to talk on the radio. Frank is first up. Hey, Frank.
Hey, this is Dave.
Oh, Dave. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Hey there, John. I'm good. Am I on?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, I'll get right to it. Great game last night, but I want to ask you guys about Gary Pettis. I was into the Coors Lights a little bit, so my recollection's a little foggy, but I remember him having twice having to decide whether to send Yordan home. And on the first one, he didn't, and I liked it. On the second one, he did, and I didn't like it. I thought that situation, the outfielder would have had to make a bad throw for Yordan to score. I think Yordan's too important to this team to be sending him home. Bad things can happen at home plate with collisions and stuff. And I don't know. What do you guys think? Did Gary get it right?
Two outs. I didn't mind it at all. Tucker comes through with the double.
Send the runner! Send the runner!
Of course you didn't mind it.
I didn't mind it. You know what? There's a chance that they – of course, it is Adolis Garcia. He's got one of the guns in the game. The relay was perfect. He got him out by – he got him up by 10 feet. That's, you know what, though? I'm fine with it because you got to get a two-out hit there. What's been happening a lot? The Astros are hitting the ball so hard that they can't score on a base hit anymore. I mean, it's happened three times in this postseason where a line drive to left field is too hard. It's too hard hit for the Astros to score.
Well, they were smart for Pettis to hold him up yesterday the first time.
Yeah.
That was really smart. I mean, that should have been done. The second, because he would have been gunned. But the second time, as soon as I saw him gone, I'm like, he's dead.
Yeah.
Unless this is a bad throw
right. Coming
in, there's no chance. Right. The timing didn't look good. Right. I didn't love him sending him. Because you could see that he wasn't far enough around third base where he had the – you could just tell he was going to need some help to be safe.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you can't put Yordan in a bubble, though. I mean, he's got to play. He's going to slide
put him
at home.
In a bubble. We must put him
he's
in a bubble.
He's going to slide at home plate. It's okay.
When he's hurt, I want you to remember that you said you wanted Yordan slide.
Why
all
are you
over
so
place.
Defeatist? Everything's about everything if he's going to get hurt or they're going to lose.
Oh, we've my only gosh. Got, because he's always hurt.
You he's are such hurt. A fatalist.
Knee, shoulder.
He's
back,
not you.
Arm, leg.
He was comparing neck. Like hey. Yordan got hit by a ball. If they broke his foot,
then I
we got to start
on.
A b-ball war.
Them
he doesn't have your physiology. Not everything's going to hurt him and ruin him.
Yes, Yordan's had like
God,
three.
You're so he's scared.
Knee
scary. We love the first two games. I'm so scared right now.
Five injuries in one
I
and
wish,
a half years. And
no.
You guys were acting like Yordan. And then he fell down going after a ball.
I wish it was simply scared. It didn't. It went beyond just being scared for him.
We don't want to talk about that anymore.
Scared.
Frank made an opening about it yesterday.
Scared.
Oh, no, I was scared he was going to get hurt.
Not Yordan. This whole series, you've been more than scared.
I'm just tired of the Astros not playing up to their capabilities.
They're on the road. They'll be fine.
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Okay? Don't worry about it.
All right, if they don't win.
If they don't win. Look at this attitude.
Look at this. Are you going to go play disc golf?
Yeah, this
frisbees?
Is they'll win.
Are you going to go throw frisbees with your
I'm
friends?
Playing disc golf.
Okay,
I play by myself all the time.
Okay.
I don't play with other people.
You throw
except
frisbees
Tyler.
Up to yourself?
I
is that how you
Tyler.
Play?
No, you do this. I'm glad you asked.
No.
Get up.
You got 20.
And I'm right here.
Okay.
And then I've got the yellow disc, but I don't see the numbers. Like, we have four numbers, John.
Let's get Mike in here on ESPN 97.5. Check out four numbers, Frisbee.
What's up,
go ahead, Mike.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Good. I was at the game last night. Y'all were hoping for 15 to 20%. There's only about 5% Astros fans. We need to get up there, fellas. Walked in, got a program for Gilbert. Anyway.
Wait, you got a program for him?
I did. I have a program for
him.
Hold on a second. Whoa.
Gilbert happens to be on the line.
Gilbert's on hold right now. Let's get him in here. Gilbert.
Gilbert, yeah. Did you just hear what Mike said?
Mike said he's got a program for you from the game for you.
From where? I got you, Gilbert. I got a program. Yeah, up in Dallas. I got you a program.
Which one, in Houston or in Dallas?
In Dallas, game three.
Well, give it to John and Landon, and then Landon will take it to my house anyway. Thank you very much. I needed one anyway.
Yeah. No, you did have to
yeah,
have
maybe this. John could come over with his wife and take a picture, too.
Yeah. Take a picture of me and Wendy anyway.
Hold the program.
Well done, Mike. Well done, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, you better have that program, Mike.
I want to take a picture of you. John.
Well, Mike,
your call's over. Bye.
Mike, why don't you just sit tight through Gilbert's call here?
Yeah, you can, Mike, you can chime in when you need to.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Gilbert.
Go ahead, Gilbert.
I predict the Astros are going to win tomorrow anyway, tonight.
Tonight and tomorrow?
Yeah.
You don't think so, or you think
so? No, I think so.
Yeah, I think they're going to win tonight anyway.
That's
we're going to be here tomorrow anyway.
We're going to be at East River 9. You going to come by?
Okay. Where's that at?
It's, it's on Lockwood near I-10. It's
East downtown.
East downtown.
Yeah.
Well, not
that's
really.
Too far, but I can't go that far anyway.
Yeah, it's beyond East downtown.
Yeah, that's
too far.
That's too far.
Sorry. And that sucks because
anyway,
Mike was going to bring the
Mike
was going to bring the program out there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he was going to bring it to you anyway, so
yeah,
that's a
that's
shame.
Bad luck.
Okay, well, thanks, Mike, anyway, and I'll talk to you
I'll give it to John. I'll give it to John. Yeah. I'll be up there tomorrow, John.
Okay. Bring it, Mike. So you just went up for the day, yeah. Or what did you do? Are you still up there?
No, I'm driving back right now. My son's got a football game tonight, or else I would stay for game two, but I got to get back to my son's football game.
So I think there's going to be more people up there tonight. I think
I hope so.
Astros fans. Did you see?
I do, too. Anytime a team starts to get momentum and it's drivable
now,
trip,
zoom. Yeah. Did you see what Diamondback tickets are going for?
Bet they're – no. Cheap?
$6.
Shut up.
Today's game, $6. You could sit behind home plate for $300, right behind home plate.
Philadelphia is wailing them.
Yes.
They're gonna get
pulverized. It's a day game in Arizona after they got destroyed. $6 you can get into the park right now, today. It's a 4 o'clock game there, or 2 o'clock game there. It's a 2 o'clock game there, 4 o'clock here. So it's terrible. But listen. Mike, we appreciate it. Thanks for bringing it. Come on by East River 9 tomorrow. I'm going to buy all your Coors Lights, Mike. Thanks for bringing Wendy into this thing, too. I appreciate that.
Well, Lance, initially I thought Lance was going to have to deliver the program, but now
it's John.
Wendy will have to show up.
Well, thanks to Mike.
Thanks, boys. I appreciate it. Thanks
for your Mike help. Did the right thing.
Thanks for your help on this one.
Hey, we got Five-Star coming up.
Five-Star is coming up. He just won big money on your Houston Astros. We'll talk about that with him, plus who he's got this weekend for you. I got this for you. I got Artisan Grange. I've got Canstead and Dublend. Artisan Grange is a company out of North Carolina that is, I mean, it's awesome because they saw the need. There's so many guys who are dipping out there, and it's dangerous. I'm telling you, you just keep on putting that tobacco and that nicotine in between your cheek and gum every day, day in, day out, and see what happens. You're not meant to do that. Hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil. It is so good that CBD American Shaman has said, we want it. And every month, more stores here in the Houston area are taking on because they're getting asked for it. You guys are going in there and saying, hey, I want this Canstead and Dublend. Do you have that dip? Well, they're going to the website. They're buying it. They're getting it to you. You can go directly to the website, 975dip.com. Stop already with dipping. It's gross. It's terrible. It's dangerous. This is the only way to do it. 975dip.com. That's 975dip.com.
ESPN 975.com. If you really want to keep listening to John and Lance this morning, I guess I'll allow it. Oh, wait. The true gatekeeper of the Veritex Community Bank Studios is here. That's Dell. Dell, what say you?
All right, 931 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5, 7378-03776. Well, actually, Five-Star is here with us on ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5, and he put out last night. Hey, you think he had some confidence in his team? Astros, a nice little $10,000 win for Five-Star last night. And we were talking about it. You don't bet that with your heart. You really believed the Astros. That was just a hot play, right?
I tweeted it as soon as the game actually ended, John. I tweeted it, and Lance, he liked it. So he saw it, too, about that. I thought that the Astros were no doubter in game three and that they would win it pretty easily. They had so much success on that field. It's almost like a second home to them, probably a better home because it seems like they love hitting there a little bit more than hitting over at Minute Maid now, but it was a no doubt. And when you get those type of situations, we have to unload. We know we're dealing with a championship level team, and it was do or die in that game. I knew we were going to get the best version of the Astros.
You know, from a handicapping standpoint, I think it's important to acknowledge that handicapping is trying to predict the outcome of players playing games, but these are humans with human emotions, with strengths and weaknesses, both physically and psychologically. And when you have great success against a team or in a certain location, it just stands to reason that your confidence level in baseball, along with golf, are the two most, you know, are driven the most by confidence, baseball and golf. And when you are, you know, when you're a baseball team and you have confidence going into a spot, you're already ahead of the game. Similarly, if you don't have confidence in something, you're already psychologically defeated.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, Lance, one of my major things that I look at when I'm dealing with capping these games is, like you said, the confidence level. And that comes from head-to-head matchups. A lot of these teams, man, are very confident playing certain teams, and not only just in baseball and golf. And as you've seen before, like how the Texans own the Jaguars, for some reason that franchise, they just have their number. And when they see Jacksonville, you're going to get the best version of the Texans, and you're going to get the worst version of Jacksonville. So it's head-to-head really matter in confidence. And as you said, we've seen in the past before that the psyche of the Astros has to be mile high anytime they're going to Arlington.
What do you think about tonight now?
Oh, man, we got to go with my Saints. You know, I'm a homer when it comes to the Saints and the Texans, but this one right here is a good cap situation. We find ourselves in a good spot. Derek Carr's under extreme pressure.
No, I'm talking about the Astros, not that.
Oh, I apologize. Oh, Astros, come on. That's automatic bet. We're on the Astros. Stop it. We're on the Astros.
Yeah.
The Astros are going to win three straight in Arlington and then
come home
and finish it in game six. We win four straight in the series.
Boy, if you had played Astros in six and Astros in seven on the futures after they were down 0-2, would have been a pretty good payoff. Even Astros win the series.
Yeah.
Even, I don't know.
Well, it had to have been six.
What was that number? Did you happen to see it or remember it?
No, I don't remember it. I'll try to look it up while we're talking. But I know that the Rangers have shown the past, guys, one thing for sure. They get on streaks. Streaks of winning and streaks of losing. Mm-hmm. And when their confidence gets down, and now we've done what we needed to do, the most important thing, and that was get Bochy out of his rotation. Bochy has been winning because he's been able to get an unexpected seven innings out of all these starting pitchers. Yesterday, they got knocked around. It messed up his rotation. They probably have to end up doing a bullpen game, either one of these games, either the next game or the following game. And when they do, we're going to get on them some more, and then everything's going to be back in our favor again. It's been outstanding pitching, and we know what type of manager Bruce Bochy is. He's great, so if he's getting seven innings, then he's going to juggle that bullpen and, you know, be successful. But now they're out of their element. We got them back to how they've been all regular season with no pitching.
According to this, it's they were plus 360, and then now they're plus 190.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, right.
Nice. So we're looking good. We're looking good as Astros back.
Yeah. I mean, and they're still on the road. I mean, they got to win four out of five or four straight, and they're still only plus 190. Those aren't great odds, but it's the Astros. Let's not forget. All right. What college games you got for us?
Okay. Let's start with college, man. We're going to go with Colorado State plus 8 at UNLV, kind of what we just were talking about teams having confidence from facing off before. And Colorado State has won four straight in this series and eight of the last 10. Great comeback last week by Colorado State against Boise State. I don't know if you guys saw that game or not. They had like two onside kick recoveries, a Hail Mary, and ended up pulling out the victory. I want to say they were down 20 points with maybe like 3 minutes left and still won the game. But UNLV is a really good team this year. They're under Coach Barry Odom, who came from Missouri and was the defensive coordinator at Arkansas, and he's doing a real good job out here in Vegas with those kids. They always have good recruits. They're starting to get a lot of Bishop Gorman guys who've been going to bigger programs. But even though they've been very successful, they haven't had much success against Colorado State in the past, man. And then the Rams are second in the nation in passing yards and attempts. More important, they're 44th in passing completion percentage. 64% of their passes, they're hitting under their quarterback, Fowler Nicolosi. And I just think that with Colorado State being the team that averages the most fourth quarter points in a country that's huge in a matchup like this, and especially when UNLV is one of the worst, they're yielding 112th most points in the fourth quarter. So don't be surprised if we see another backdoor cover. We see Colorado State pushing late. They got a lot of weapons on the outside. Horton is amazing. He's going to play on Sunday. So I think Jay Norville gets his rounds fired up, and they come into UNLV and stir it up a little bit. So give me Colorado State plus 8 at Vegas.
Okay, plus 8. There's a good football team. There's a reason they played Colorado to the overtimes that they did, because that's a good football team. And you're right. That was a crazy win. That was a crazy win last week.
Real feisty head coach, John. That head coach is super feisty.
Yep.
He keeps those guys fired up.
Yep. Now, you do like tonight's game, though, in the NFL, too, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be a home on this one. I'm going to go with the Saints. I'm not going to lie. That number's kind of troubling that it hasn't moved much. But we know about the news we're getting about Trevor Lawrence and his left knee. He hasn't practiced all week. And they've been having C.J. Beathard run the first team drill. So that's something to look at. It's funny to me that the number didn't change. So maybe they know he's going to play or something. But I know one thing. Derek Carr is under extreme pressure. He has to get some wins. He has all the tools. He got a stout, stingy defense. He got stars on offense surrounding him. And Michael Thomas, Chris Olave, and Alvin Kamara. Most Saints fans follow the Cowboys and Texans along with the Saints and watch what those two teams are doing. And I can tell you that Who Dat Nation is very, very ticked off with Carr at this performance in Houston. Just a bunch of fluff numbers. He had 353 yards, but he wasn't efficient. He was ineffective in the red zone, while a real quarterback like C.J. Stroud was able to put his team in position to win by being very effective in the red zone and ultimately giving his team that confidence. You know, teams play really hard when they believe in their quarterback. If you think that every week you have a chance to win, you're going to follow that guy. Derek Carr has not shown that in Vegas, well, Oakland, and then Vegas, and now here. He has to get his game together. If not, he's going to be ran out of New Orleans in a year or two, man, because a lot of the Saints fans, like myself included, feel like it was really a waste of money by them picking him up. They could have just kept Jameis Winston and got the same production. So Carr's under pressure to look good tonight, and I think he will. He will have three of his best tackles missing. Three of the top four tackles will be out, so watch that. They're going to have to block up for him. Dennis Allen isn't much of a head coach, guys, but he's a hell of a defensive coordinator, and he still handles that side of the ball. Two of the leaders for the Saints defense, though, are questionable, and that's DeMario Davis and Tyrann Mathieu. We're going to need at least one of those guys to play, but I expect them both to give it a try. Regardless, the Saints secondary is only allowing opposing quarterbacks a 66 quarterback rating. That's why it's even more amazing and mature what C.J. Stroud was able to do against them last week. Trevor Lawrence, as I said, has not practiced all week. I know that Doug Peterson is amazing. He's coming back home to Louisiana, but I can't expect much from that offense. And they're also missing Zay Jones. New Orleans, they used to be a power team in the primetime matchups. This feels like a chapter in the ancient history book now, because they're 3-6 on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night since 2021. And under Allen, they're 1-3, getting outscored 86-63 in primetime games last season. But they defeated Carolina this year 20-17 on Monday night. I think they find some nostalgia tonight. Saints are 5-2 all time against Jacksonville. I just think Trevor Lawrence is too much to overcome. So let's go with the Saints getting it done in money line.
Yeah, if you're losing Trevor Lawrence, that's kind of a big deal. All right, so you've got the Astros, no-brainer tonight and tomorrow. You've got the Saints money line, and you got Colorado State plus 8 against UNLV. Good stuff. That's five-star who puts it, his money where his mouth is. Said, oh, yeah, you know what? I'll put a little $10,000 on the Astros, see how that works out. And it worked out just fine, people, just fine. Yes, five-star, man, that's great stuff. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys. You guys tune into the Wagering World on tomorrow night at 7 p.m. We got more winners we're going to break down for you guys. As always, thanks, guys. I'll talk to you next Thursday.
Do not miss it.
7 p.m. tomorrow. It'll be right after the Astros game. I'm sure he'll give you a little a little Astros post game, and he will give you some winners for the weekend for the college football and pro football weekend. So that's 7 o'clock right here, the Wagering World.
What was the halftime score of U of H in West Virginia? Did he lose that one? He had West Virginia minus in the first half. But then he had Notre Dame minus 2.5, which is the easiest play on the – I mean, it never felt like USC had a chance in that one.
No, they didn't.
They beat the break. He brought that one to my attention. I'm like, wait a minute, this is a good one.
That's a great one. I don't know. We'll have to look that up to see if he hit that one, that first half one.
Because the bananas, all I remember is the second half.
Before we get to news of the weird, real quick, we have not touched on, there's rumors out there. Well, rumors. Chase Young to the Texans. Would you?
Yeah, I brought this up before, and I said yes. I brought it up as a guy the Texans should be looking at, that they save money on certain players. Like, well, my point was, I brought it up when they had Titus Howard. And I said, I would let Titus Howard walk, and I would save that money for Chase Young. That was my original discussion point. They, of course, since then have signed Titus Howard. They have a bunch of free agents walking. But Chase Young is a guy who, now he's still not getting, he's still not as productive. I think the price would have to be right. Because right now he's more kind of a combination of Clowney and Mario. You know, he's got all the physical ability. He has some good stuff in his background. He's had injury issues, and he hasn't been as productive since he's come back. But I think the upside on him is extremely – I mean, he's a perfect fit for what D'Amico Ryans does.
For what?
A perfect fit.
For what? What are you giving up?
Oh, you're talking about trading?
Yeah.
Oh, I was talking about free agency.
No, trading right now.
Well, you have to give him a new deal, too. Yep. I'm not doing that. I'm not trading for him now.
Well, you'd have to give him a new deal if you get him for next year, too.
But so why not just not give up a draft pick?
Because
you want him this year.
No, there's no guarantee you get him this year.
What do you mean? Well, I think
you give up a third.
Well, you trade for him, so you keep him off the market, and then you give him a new deal.
You don't necessarily. You don't.
He's still going to hit the market.
Him
the
top not dollar. If you give him a deal.
Well, yeah, if you give him a deal,
but you give him what he wants.
Well, that's going to be a lot.
But if you're his agent, there's no reason that you say, no, we're not doing anything. We're waiting until we get leverage.
Well, this is what people do, though. They trade for players.
But not often. Not in the NFL.
Yeah, not nearly as much. But there's a lot of smoke this year that teams could.
You can have smoke all you want. Well, for him, I could get that because teams are going to bet on the come.
Yeah.
But for me, I'd love to have him. But no, I don't think I would. I'm not going to give up a pick and then give him money when the money you're going to pay him is going to be greater than the performance. He's been out. He hasn't been the same. He hasn't had the same performance as he came back. You're already going to overpay him for what he's performed for in Washington. You already know that. Why also give up a pick?
Well,
just wait it out until free agency and make him a.
Well, unless you want him this year, if you think you got a chance to get to the playoffs this year.
Yeah, but I'm not about getting to the playoffs. I'm about winning a championship. And that's not, you're not ready for that this year.
Okay, if you could come to a deal with him for years to come. With Will Anderson on one side, him on the other, with Grenard. If you keep Grenard, I don't know if you could keep Grenard after you get picked him
up. I'll
wait
until next year. Yeah.
Can the Commanders place a tender on him?
No, because they either had to pick up the fifth year. They didn't pick up a fifth year. So
not the
fifth year.
No, they had to do it before the season.
A tender?
And they didn't.
Yeah. Okay. They didn't. They didn't pick up the fifth year, which everyone was going, huh. So now he's unrestricted free agent after this.
Yep. Listen. Billy Brown is somebody that you do want in your home if you have an issue. Well, not Billy per se, but his one of his plumbers.
Yeah.
Okay. So Billy's probably not going to come to your house. It'd be weird if he did. But here's the deal: is if you have any kind of issue whatsoever, Billy Brown's guys are going to come to your home and they're going to give you a quote, and they're not going to charge you for that quote just to come and look at it. And that's what other plumbers are doing. But you can also do some preemptive work too. You can clean out, if you haven't cleaned out your tankless water heater, there's residue that's built up in there. And you know what? You're saving the day. You should do it every couple of years at least, to make sure that residue doesn't destroy it. Cause you can keep that tankless water heater for years.
You can keep it for years and years. That's just one of the things that they'll educate you on. If you've got a problem with your water pressure suddenly different, check in. You got a leak in the bathroom, check in with Aqueduct Plumbing Company. You want to do some remodeling, check in with them, and they can do the plumbing for you. They can move gas lines for you. There's so much that they do that you wouldn't even think about. But their services are all on the website at aqueductplumbingcompany.com. Make sure that you have them ready. Put them in the phone, you know, put their name in your notes, put the phone number in your notes. Just know this, you now have a plumber you can trust. It's aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
ESPN 97. Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
Weird. Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the weird.
News.
Weird. All right, so less than a year after Clemson announced that it would provide free menstrual products in all the restrooms in Cooper Library. all the restrooms, including the men's rooms. Apparently, this a conservative student group, posted about the dispensers in the men's bathrooms. And apparently, it has actually affected their recruiting.
Football recruiting.
Where do you see that?
Apparently, they, well, there was some talk about some.
I saw Lamont said that, but I didn't. I read that article and couldn't find it.
Oh, you couldn't find it in there?
No.
Oh.
I was looking for it, and I didn't see anything.
Apparently, they are no longer. They have said, I don't think we should have menstrual products in the men's bathroom.
Outside of the Clemson decision to put menstrual products, are people just busybodies? Like, why would that bother anyone? Why do you care? I mean, like, a whole group got together and say, hey, don't do it. Why do you care? Who cares? Like, I'm a very live and let live person. I guess that's me. Who could work up the energy to care about this and protest it? Because they're hygiene products.
No, you're
both
a noted
bathroom. Well, yeah, because you're but lefty.
He's a libertarian.
No, it's not about being a lefty. No.
Dell's a libertarian.
How could you build up
alone,
the energy?
Leave everybody alone. Just stop.
How could
I don't
you build
care
up
about
the energy
you
to get into
me.
This?
Should, you don't care about other people, and other people shouldn't care about
this
you,
this conservative
right?
group, hey, if you guys were more concerned about, you know, maybe having sex with women, this wouldn't bother you so much. Hey, you're in college. Try to meet women or something. What do you care about this for?
Well,
who said they're not meeting women?
I don't know.
If they're spending their energy doing this, but they're not meeting women.
But let me ask you something.
Maybe they're doing
if you're
it
at
to
a school
women.
And you're conservative and you're like, why in the bleep would we do this?
A conservative, I don't, liberal conservative, why are you bothered by this? There's other stuff. How could you develop the energy to care about hygiene products in both restrooms?
Well, maybe it was just posted somewhere. I don't know if they had a... I don't know that they were protesting it, but I would question it. Like, what the fuck are we doing?
They posted it on social media.
Yeah, social media.
You would start
it's not like they protested.
You would start a conversation about this? John, not you. You wouldn't. In
no,
college?
I wouldn't care enough to do anything.
Yeah.
But I would say,
you would care enough
look
to take
this.
A picture and send it to Glory Boys.
Oh, I absolutely would. Look at what a bunch of... What are we doing?
What exactly are we doing here? I would think to myself, that's odd. You know what else I would do? Hey, look at that co-ed.
Wait. I think you're conflating.
Yeah, you
somebody
think,
doing that. You've decided that they're like not.
If you're spending the type of energy, maybe not. Of course, maybe I'm not saying they're not into women, but if you're spending this type of energy, you're spending this energy on the wrong things in college. There are much more important things in college
right,
than spending
like
energy
women.
Well, I would agree with
like
that.
Women. Like
if you happen to be attracted to women, spend the energy
brain,
doing that.
How come nothing is? You haven't said anything about education.
Exactly.
So there's more important things, women.
Women.
Parties, women.
Yes.
How about you say something like, oh, getting good grades and going, this is why your dad's mad at you.
Yeah.
No, he's mad at me for other things. Look, grades, sure. But if you're distracted by this particular issue, you're kind of a loser.
So apparently a flight from Tenerife, Spain had to turn around. Their flight to London was postponed for a third time.
What is it this time?
Apparently this time because someone had defecated on the bathroom floor.
Ugh.
It's always defecation. So in the first time somebody's had to turn a plane around.
We're now going to get everyone off and organize hotels, then we'll fly back tomorrow morning. Because someone decided that instead of using the toilet to drop a
dirty
deuce
animal
on the...
had to, well, maybe they slipped.
People
or maybe it was one of those hovers.
People are the worst.
Maybe it was someone of the, that
maybe
hovers.
They slipped.
A Florida man wanted by the cops tried to throw him off his trail. He placed a sign outside his house that read, Johnny Yates does not live here. Well, it didn't work.
That didn't fool anyone.
Was Johnny Yates trying to trick people?
Johnny Yates was trying to trick the police that Johnny Yates didn't live there anymore.
Can you see what Johnny Yates
here,
looks
here's,
like?
Well, here's the sign. Johnny Yates does not live here. There's Johnny Yates. Yeah, it looks like Florida.
It's a good try, Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny.
Like, you would think that he's hoping police say, oh, this we're not the first people to come here. So Johnny Yates, so this has been a problem for whoever this homeowner is.
Yeah.
And then it turns out Johnny Yates thought he was going to outfox the police, but it just didn't happen.
So Ben Simmons walked over to the fans that were yelling at him, and he came over there. They wanted an autograph from Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons was like, whatever. The guy showed him a tattoo that he has on his chest. He tattooed Ben Simmons on his chest.
Okay.
Do you feel like?
Well, that
of
obviously
all the NBA players,
he got that early.
Probably.
He didn't get it.
It doesn't matter. Why would you tattoo Ben Simmons on your left breast?
I don't know why you would tattoo another man on you that you're not in a relationship with, and even those can end, or your dad or an uncle or whatever. Why would you tattoo an athlete on you?
Ben Simmons ended up...
Other than Altuve.
Obviously. Right. Well, yeah.
That would make... Like, Altuve...
Is it what?
An Astro tattoo.
What player would you tattoo?
Altuve? Because he's already done it. He's not going to let you down. He's not a bad person. He's not going to get caught doing something terrible. Altuve is the safest possible tattoo you could have.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have an Olajuwon fadeaway.
Right.
Like, that would probably be pretty dope, too. I'm not getting a tattoo right now. Javier's got the McCullers tattoo is just like, oh, he's always hurt. Yeah. I'm not getting a Chaz tattoo right now. He hasn't. I need to see him. And it may be a little early for a Jeremy Pena tattoo, honestly.
I regret my Deshaun tattoo right now. I really do.
I remember when you got that on your lower back.
Think about that 20-year-old who got that Jalen Green, Josh Christopher tattoo.
Oh,
that's not a good tattoo moment.
Talk about regretting things.
Oh, my God.
No one
That's had. All now. Nice job, Del.
Way
you ruined
to ruin the show,
the show
Del.
Okay, I ruined the show.
You already know we very quietly tried to get rid of Josh Christopher after that.
We're done. I got to tell you about GiveMeTheVin.com first, though. John Clay Wolf, he might be gripping a little bit right now because he's that Ranger fan up there. I'm sure he's gripping. But here's the deal is if you're looking for the best way, it doesn't matter. You know what he's going to do today? He's going to buy cars. You know what he's going to do? He's going to give you more for that car. That's what John Clay Wolf does every day. John Clay Wolf is the guy that you're going to sell your vehicle to because when you go to the dealership or you go to CarMax or you go wherever it is that you ask them, hey, how much will you give me for this car? Well, it ain't going to be as much as John Clay Wolf is going to give you at GiveMeTheVIN.com. If you're looking for the best place to sell your car, John Clay Wolf is going to give you that best deal, okay? And you can do it right through the dealership, too, okay? Because if you're buying a new car from the dealership, there's a seamless tax way to go about this thing that you can do, and John Clay Wolf can do it through the dealership. So there's no excuse for you not to go. If you're selling your vehicle, the only place that you have to go, you can go other places, but you have to go to GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.